Okay, you just saw the video about the biggest lie, and if you didn't, just look above there and you can click on the video and see it. The biggest lie that's ever been told to you or to someone you know, that you or they can never go to heaven because of something awful that was done, that Jesus would never forgive what happened no matter what. And you learned that if you invite Jesus Christ into your heart, proclaim Him your Lord and Savior, and ask forgiveness for your sins, you are going to heaven no matter what, and nobody can take that away from you. I mean, imagine that. I mean, nobody can take it away. People can take all types of things away from you here on earth, but nobody can take your salvation away. But why is it that people lie in the first place? I think I've got some reasons here for you, but I'd say the most basic reason is it's a condition of the human heart. And nobody can change the heart except God. I think Jeremiah 17:9 in the NIV translation really says it well. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" I mean, it's true. All of our hearts beyond cure. Only God can cure our heart. So what are some of the reasons that people lie to you, to me? Well, one is to manipulate you. Mary, you're one of the last ones to endorse the project. Surely you want to be a part of the team. Or maybe to not offend you. Yes, Karen, that is a lovely dress. Or to withhold a portion of the truth from you. Sales are up 30%. When in fact they're not, just trying to get you to buy into something big that is not big. Or maybe to avoid an inconvenience. Tell them I'm not in the office. You know, you call and he's not here, she's not here. Or to excuse their failure. I was late due to heavy traffic. Right. Or to exaggerate to take your money. 85% of the items are sold out, states the advertisement, when in fact, you know, maybe 30%. Or just to plain deceive. You know, we can do that job for 15% below the lowest bidder that you have and on time. You know, and given the seriousness of the problem of lying, perhaps our prayer should echo that of the psalmist. In Psalm 120, verse 2, "Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues." You know, because God somberly forewarns us, "No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. All liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." And that is Psalm 101:7 and Revelation 21:8. So even though you get lied to and don't always know it, there is one lie that's actually not a lie. Nothing can keep you out of heaven other than to deny Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.